Hi, I'm Dave DeWitt, and today I'd like to talk a little bit about faith. This is obviously a huge subject, but today I just want to talk about what faith is and where does it come from. First of all, faith is a decision to trust. The operative word for faith is trust. But where does faith come from? How do people come to believe what they believe? Most Christians answer this by saying something like, "My belief is my faith," or "I get my faith from God." But what about faith itself? Everyone has faith. We operate every day by faith. Where does that faith come from? There's one particular inescapable answer, and that is faith is an inevitable, unavoidable decision to trust what we understand to be true. Faith is a slave of understanding. If you understand something to be true, you have no choice in the matter. You must believe it. So faith can never be an arbitrary choice. Whether good or bad, true or false, strong or weak, we have no option but to believe what we understand to be true. And we will believe it to the extent that we understand it to be true. Faith just flows out of understanding inevitably. For example, if I asked you to believe there's a pink elephant sitting next to you right now, you could not do it, no matter how much you tried. Why? Because you understand it's not true. From my office window, I can see my car in the parking lot, so I have no choice. I have to believe it's there. I also understand that I'll drive it home, so I believe that too, but not quite as much as I believe it's parked in the lot. If I see a puddle of oil forming under it, my faith that it will get me home is further decreased. I've heard it said that faith takes over when we do not have certainty. Quite the opposite is true. Faith is tied to certainty. Faith in something increases as our certainty of understanding it to be true increases. Most of our world's religion, and far too many Christians, use the word faith mystically for conjuring up something separated from reason applied to the real world. We can creatively think about non-existing imaginary characters like those in the Marvel comics, Star Wars, video games, Santa Claus, or some idolatrous god. We can imagine the leap of faith of Kierkegaard. But whatever such creative thoughts might be, or whatever you may conjure up by an imaginative leap, it's not faith. It's only faith if we understand it to be true. I'm not saying blind faith is just a bad definition of faith. I'm saying it's impossible. It can't possibly be done. It does not exist. There is no way you can blind leap your way into believing in tooth fairies, mermaids, Zeus, or Aphrodite's on Mount Olympus. Some clarification. There's no distinction between faith and belief. The word faith and belief are used synonymously and interchangeably, and they're both translations of the same root word in the Greek New Testament. Faith is not a commitment to act or what we believe. That's just stronger faith. Whatever God does to bring about our saving faith in Jesus Christ, it will be something that moves us towards understanding the plan of salvation to be true. Faith is an inevitable, unavoidable decision to trust what we understand to be true. Faith is connected to understanding, not truth. There's no necessary connection between everyday faith and truth, the way things actually are. But there is an inevitable connection between faith and what we understand to be true. If Muslims understand it to be true that Muhammad rode to Jerusalem on a magic horse, climbed a ladder into heaven, and talked God down from 22 to 5 prayers a day, then their belief in that is assured. The more they understand it to be true, the stronger their faith. But the strength of their faith has nothing to do with it being true, only that they understand it to be true. Now let's talk about biblical faith. In general, faith is a decision to trust what we understand to be true. Biblical faith is a decision to trust the truth itself. Jesus told the unbelieving Jews, "Because I speak the truth, you do not believe me." There are three things we should know about biblical faith and its connection to truth. One, biblical faith is always good. So if you want to increase your faith in God, read the Bible. As you understand more, your faith will increase. Number two, biblical faith is always trusting the truth. And remember, the truth is the way things actually are. And three, in the Bible, the way things actually are is always determined by reasonably examining real evidence. So biblical faith is an understanding of the way things actually are, based on real evidence. It's never a blind leap. It's never an imaginary idea. It's never fake it till you make it. It never contradicts an understanding based on logical, rational examination of the evidence. Here's an evangelism application. If you talk to people about their faith, they will only tell you something like, "Well, that's fine for you, but not for me," or "We'll just have to agree to disagree," or "It's a private thing, none of your business." At that point, all learning stops. A person cannot help but believe what they believe. Whereas belief is inevitable, understanding can be increased and decreased. I suggest to ask questions about their understanding, because their faith will follow their understanding inevitably. Here's some common questions I get when I talk about faith. Question: can I choose to believe what I want to believe? Answer: if by choice you mean here an arbitrary thing, then no, you can't. It's impossible to turn your desires into faith. It's true if I want to believe something, I may go about finding evidence for it and ignore evidence against it. I can choose what information I read or listen to for my understanding. But now we're talking about understanding evidence, not choosing to believe. And understanding evidence inevitably leads to faith. I can choose to study what I want, but I cannot choose to believe what I want. Question: what if I begin to doubt what I believe? Can I choose to continue to believe in spite of my doubt? Answer: well, if doubt is defined as a lack of faith, then no, you can't. Faith is a moving thing. It varies with your understanding. If your understanding changes, then your faith changes. If that means you begin to understand something not to be true that you previously understood to be true, like, say, a belief in Santa Claus, then it's impossible to choose to continue to believe it the way you formerly did. Question: is blind faith possible? No. Blind faith is a belief without true understanding, perception, or discrimination. Now, I've talked about this before, but I want to emphasize it again. Blind faith is a nonsense phrase. It's impossible. You have to understand something about anything you believe in. For example, you can't believe in ooglets. Suppose I said I'd like you to believe in ooglets. I want to convince you to believe in ooglets. Well, you can't believe in ooglets because you don't know anything about ooglets. They don't exist. They just made them up. People can believe in nonsense, but not what they themselves understand to be nonsense. It's impossible for me to blindly believe that the moon's made out of green cheese, the earth is flat, there are leprechauns in Ireland. Blind, as it's being used here metaphorically for without understanding, and faith are a contradiction in terms. Question: can I choose to believe, can I choose to not believe gossip I hear about someone? Well, if you mean arbitrarily, no, you can't. If you understand that the gossip is true, then you already believe it. It's impossible to not believe it. If you understand that it's false, then you can't choose to believe it. If you're not sure, then you can't choose to believe either way. Question. If a Christian's understanding changes, and therefore their faith changes, do they lose their salvation? My understanding about salvation, the new birth that results in a person going to heaven, is that salvation is something to be obtained by faith, not something to be maintained by faith. Salvation, of the eternal life sort, does not come from us, it comes from God. God gives it, God maintains it. It's an unconditional covenant, like God's unconditional covenant with Abraham, that his people would endure and be like the stars of the sky. God is loyal to his own unconditional covenant to those who have received his Son, Jesus Christ, because he paid for their sins on the cross. 2 Timothy 2:13, Paul says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." John 1:12 says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." 3:16, "Whoever believes in him shall not perish." John 5:24, "He who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." Paul told the Philippian jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved." Question. Didn't Jesus say we should have the faith of a child? Answer. No, he didn't. You may have heard some speaker claim that since Jesus accepted children, he taught that we're to have faith of a child, implying a blind acceptance without understanding. It's a reference to Luke 18, 16-17, when Jesus said, "Permit the children to come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." Jesus said nothing here about faith. The context is all about humility. He said in verse 14, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. He who humbles himself will be exalted." Children had no rights and no authority. They were completely dependent. They do not come into a family with pride or some achievement or talent to offer. They have nothing to offer, and their mother loves them anyway. That's how you receive the kingdom of God, in dependent humility. There's nothing here about faith. Well, in conclusion, nearly the whole world, secular, religious, pagan, Christian, understands faith as a mystical, blind, arbitrary choice. This keeps believers in Christ from growing and effectively sharing their faith. The point of this podcast is to show that arbitrarily choosing to believe is absolutely impossible. Faith is always an inevitable result of what you understand to be true. Thank you for listening. A longer paper on this subject with footnotes for the quotes is available on our website, relationalconcepts.org.